Young Corydon and Phyllis sate in a lovely grove, contriving crowns of lilies, repeating tales of love, and something else, but what I dare not name. But as they were a-playing, she ogled so the swain, it saved her plainly saying, "Let's kiss to ease our pain." And something else, but what I dare not name. A thousand times he kissed her, laying her on the green, but as he further pressed her, a pretty leg was seen. And something else, but what I dare not name. So many beauties viewing, his ardor still increased, and greater joys pursuing, he wandered o'er her breast. And something else, but what I dare not name. A last effort she trying, his passion to withstand, cried, but 'twas faintly crying, "Pray take away your hand." And something else, but what I dare not name. Young Corydon grown bolder, the minute would improve. "This is the time," he told her, "to show you how I love." And something else, but what I dare not name. The nymph seemed almost dying, dissolved in amorous heat. She kissed and told him, sighing, "My dear, your love is great." And something else, but what I dare not name. But Phyllis did recover much sooner than the swain. She blushing asked her lover, "Shall we not kiss again?" And something else, but what I dare not name. Thus love his revels keeping, till nature at a stand, from talk they fell to sleeping, holding each other's hand. And something else, but what I dare not name.